I want you to know that there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. Sounds like music in my ear. Sweetest name on earth. Last Sunday, we celebrated my 88th birthday. That's old. But the older I have gotten, the more I love Jesus. For I know that I'm growing closer and closer to Him in a place that has been prepared for people that have just gone home to be with Him. Thank God that they were prepared, or that He was prepared. Every year carries a number, and somebody's gone. Somebody's gone that was here last year. I don't know how much time will pass until I will meet Him face to face. But I thank God that I know that He lives within me in the person of the Holy Spirit of the living God. He's not out there somewhere. He's in me. But one day I will behold His face. There's a song that says, all I want up in heaven is just to behold His face. I'm going to see Him one day. There's always a concern on my part when people come to the end of their life journey and they don't know Jesus. I'm so glad that I know Him, but I want other people to love Him and know Him, because nobody could ever love us the way that He loves us. Just like the song says, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His worth. It sounds as music in my ear. Every day when I have my time of devotion with Christ, that wonderful name makes a difference in my day. There have been times in my life when trouble was in my way, and my wife used to sing that song. I love to hear her sing it. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometime. There have been some crying times in my life, but I want you to know that it's also some rejoicing. God gave me somebody that loved me. We've been married a long, long time. But you keep it tells me of my Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. I hope everybody in here, under the sound of my voice, love the one that loves more than anybody else, and His name is Jesus. One day there will be a time when we'll behold His face. And I don't know how other folk feel, but I want to hear Him say, well done. But I can't expect Him to say well done if I'm not doing well. Give God your very best. And like somebody said in that song, can't nobody do me like Jesus. I know that's right. There are a number of things that I want to say in this short time that I have. First of all, I want to read from the scripture the mention of the new birth. the mention of the new birth. Verses 1 through 3 of John 3. I will be looking at John 3, 1 through 16 through as I stand here. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader, who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus and said, "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence, and God is with you. Again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." That's the first thing. Unless you have been born again, you will never see the kingdom of God. "Marvel not that I say unto you that you must be born again." There are many things that we desire. Success in life and all of these kind of things. But the most important thing possibly in our lives is to know that Jesus knows you and you know him. And one day you will behold his face. First of all, that's the mention of the new birth. Second thing I want to mention is the meaning of the new birth. The meaning of the new birth. "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can a man be old?" "How can an old man go back into the mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter into the kingdom of God without being born of water and of the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth on spiritual life. The Holy Spirit of the living God." Lord have mercy. The Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. Thank God for the meaning, not just the mention, but the meaning of the new birth. And we should recognize we must be born again. It's not "I would like to be born again." We must be born again. I'm not going to hold you a long time, but you know, I was 9 years old when I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest." You know what I did? I was 9 years old. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad, but I found in him a resting place. And guess what it does? Just keep on making me glad. 88 years old from a 9-year-old childbirth in the kingdom of God. But I know that I'm born. I know I'm going to behold his face. I know beyond a shadow of doubt. I will see him. The mention of the new birth, the meaning of the new birth. "Marvel not." Verse 7 says, the marvel of the new birth. So don't be surprised when I say, this is what Jesus is saying. Don't be surprised when I say, you must be born again. You're not going to heaven if you don't know Jesus. And you won't have the kind of life that you need to have even in the life in this time while we're in this life if we don't know Jesus. We may know a whole lot of things. And I'm not against people learning more and more different things, but I tell you one thing, it troubles my spirit and my mind when I recognize that there are people who know a whole lot of other stuff, but they don't know Jesus. My concern, and always has been my concern, is that people get to know Jesus, don't just join the church. You have to be born again. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The meaning and the marvel of the new birth. You must be born again. I want to talk about the mystery. God, somebody said, God moved in mysterious ways and wondered to perform. Plant his footstep on the sea and rides on every storm. The wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you can hear the wind, but you can't tell where it comes from, and you don't know where it's going. So you can't explain how people are born again. What I'm trying to talk about today, God still loves the world. Praise God. There's trouble in this world everywhere. All kinds of things happening all the time. But God still loves the world. We need to recognize that. And we should love people that even though we don't know whether they know Christ or not, we ought to try to let our light shine before them that they may see our good works and give God the glory. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We don't come to church just to say I went to church. But we need to know that we have a relationship with the one who made it possible, and his name is Jesus. I praise God. The wind blows where it wants to. I've just read it. Just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it come from or where it's going. So you can't explain how you are born again unless you put your faith and your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the living God abides in those of us who know him and know for sure that we know him. The mystery. God moves in mysterious ways, but he's moving and he has the love that he has for all of us. I'm not going to stay long. I'm 88. I can stop and take time. Just talk like I feel like talking. What I'm thinking about right this moment, I'm glad I know him. I've been knowing him a long time. The longer I know him, the better I love him. As long as I've been with him, I serve better than I've ever served before. I can't do everything I used to do, but I do what I do because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how I love him. He's been with me. And you've heard him say many, many times, he walks with me. I'll be driving along and I'll be talking to myself, folks looking at me real funny. But I'm talking to him. It doesn't have to be morning when I get up. It doesn't have to be when I come to Sunday school and Bible study. I can talk to him in my car. I know he loved me. There's no doubt about that. I tell you what, he loved me so much that he gave me a wife. And a wife that I mean to tell you that I love. A wife that serves him. A life that sings. A life that does what she's supposed to do. And I thank God with all of my life. Thank God for my family. Thank God for my children. Thank God for my church. Thank God for my church membership. I thank God for you that are here today. I thank God for those that ought to be here today. I thank God for trying to get more of them here to come to this place where we get the word of God the way that we're supposed to get the word of God. We have a charge to keep. We have a God to glorify. And everything that I try to do to give glory to God, not to get bragged on, you know what I'm really trying to say? Not pat on the back, but to serve God with all of your means and all of your abilities. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm 88. the meaning of the new birth. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Amen. So that everyone that believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For there is how God loved the world. He gave his only, one and only Son, so that everyone that believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. My grandfather lived to be 100 years old and 10 months. My grandmother lived to be about 80 years old. And I didn't know how old I was going to get to be. I was a young child going there and visiting with them and hear them talk about all that they've been through. Through many dangers, toils and snares. They used to say, I've already come with grace that brought them where they brought them. But I thank God for that same grace that came from the Heavenly Father to give to me. I've had sometimes up and I've been sometimes down, sometimes trouble in my way. Sometimes I didn't feel like doing what I needed to do. Sometimes I didn't get paid for what I did. But I just want to thank God. He always knows how to supply every need that we have in our lives. I thank God with all of my heart. Thank God every day of my life, because God has been good to me. And I think maybe he's been good to you too. If he has been good to you, you ought to give God some glory, some honor, and some praise. Amen. Can you just imagine somebody old like I am? I don't have to have no walking cane. You understand what I'm saying? I thank God because I'm able to do what I do at this age. And every day of my life, I just thank God for another day. Amen. Because that's how God has been with me. Anybody in here got some joy? Amen. Anybody got some happy? Anybody got some help? Anybody got some confidence in God? I know some folks just lost some loved one, but they got some joy today. They're in the house of God. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Somebody said he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on holy ground. I mean, I like the house. I love God with everything within me. I didn't think I'd be able to preach this morning, but just look at me right now. I got me some joy. When I hear you sing, I got some joy. When you show up, I got some joy. 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 Glory. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. I got one more. Lord, I got one more. That's all. The message of the new birth. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world. He's not trying to put you look back. He didn't come to judge the world, but to save the world through him. He came here to save the world, and you ought to help him do it. Amen. We are servants of God. Amen. When people are out there that don't know the Lord, we ought to be witnessing to them. We should be letting the light shine before them. Lord have mercy. I'm closing. God sent not his son into the world to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes him. If you believe him, won't be no judgment. It'll be some glory. It breaks my heart for people to spend time in almost everything, but they don't want to hear about Jesus. There is no judgment against anyone who believes him. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ for sure, Lord have mercy. Make sure you come to know him, because you'll have judgment against you. I've had people who heard about me, and they passed judgment on me. He can't do no, I don't believe he can do no preaching. I've had all kind of bad things said. People have lied on me. People tried to get somebody else to turn against me. But as somebody named Jesus never leaves, never fails me. When I'm sick, he's there. When I'm in trouble, he's there. When I can't get done what I need to do, I think it's not going to happen. But God so loved the world that he'll take care of business that you don't think you could ever have. I'm just getting ready to sit down because I'm so glad that I've been born again. I'm so glad every day of my life, trouble may be in the way, but God still loves me, and I thank God for him. Y'all don't mind if I close from this message. I'm just trying to help folk know that God still loves the world. I don't care how bad they are out there. I don't know, no matter what they might be doing, but God loves the world. I'm not talking about the stars and the moon and all of those. I'm talking about God loves the world. Yes, everybody that resides in it. Somebody ought to be joining this church like we had, given, except today, baptized for one, prepared for the other another time. But I'm getting ready to go to my seat. I'm just so glad today that at 88 years old, I still know Jesus. I'm so glad that I still serve Jesus. And I'm so glad that you showed up today. I don't know how the next time I'll preach, but I'm glad I'm here today. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm glad I'm here today. And I know one thing. I don't know all about our pastor, but I'm glad he's here. Anybody glad with me? I'm glad that God sent the man that took place where I had tried to carry. Many, many times it got to the point where I said, I'm going to have to stop. I stepped away because I couldn't able to handle all of this. But I kept on preaching, kept on praying that God would send somebody. Search and prayer got busy, and they found somebody. Y'all hear what I'm saying right now? I kept on doing what I could do, the best I could, that God would send somebody. And then, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm glad he sent somebody. But I'm glad I didn't have to go away. I'm still here. Every day of my life, I got some joy. I'm trying to stop every day of my life. When I get up in the morning, I thank God it's a new day. And I think about this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody rejoicing? Anybody got some joy today? Give God some praise. He deserves some praise. Give him some praise. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I know him. Knew him when I was 9. Been keeping up with him ever since. Keep on keeping on and give God some praise.